let's make the connection to the inevitable comparisons between the playoff system in baseball versus football and the fact that football is three and coming close to four times, that's right, four times more popular than baseball. Here's John Clayton from yesterday's show from ESPN on our show yesterday.
Because add to the fact, not only do you have the big event part of football, but I think once you get to, say, a World Series, there's really almost it's a regional sport in many ways. Now, I think it verifies by the numbers. I mean, you know, outside of, say, St. Louis and Detroit, the interest in baseball in the World Series isn't in comparison to, say, football once you get into the playoffs. Because, again, I think there's so many things that factor in. I mean, one, I think there's so much more interest thanks to fantasy football that really keeps the public even more educated as far as the players of the game. But then, of course, the big event then carries through for each of the playoff games to a point where it's a big crescendo at the Super Bowl. And then it even carries through in the offseason where baseball used to dominate in the hot stove league. It's still very vital, but it's not as big as, say, the NFL for the hot stove league.
That's John Clayton from yesterday's show. Bob Costas talked about the culture now, a big event culture, that football plays into that, and baseball's lost that luster.
No, I think it's actually, it's 100% right. I think it's also what has happened with adding playoffs to baseball now adds all these games, and it goes on for the entire, virtually the entire month of October. You know, you're deciding games at night, and you know, you're shutting kids out in a lot of respects. And so I agree with what John said. And you know, hey, it used to be, I can remember, you know, you won your league and that was it. You played the World Series, and there was that immediacy to it, and even though it was a best of seven. But the big event, I mean, that's huge with football, because it's one and done. You got that one game, and that's it, and it all leads to it. And that certainly fuels the interest in football during the year, because you have that tremendous build-up for the one game of the week, and then great feelings or letdowns afterwards, and then you start gearing up for next week. And then when you do that in the playoffs, the intensity is tenfold or hundredfold, whatever it might be. And so it's just a totally different animal right now. But you know, I understand for revenue why they do what they do in baseball, having all these series, but the length of the season is just so long, it almost gets to the point where people are just so glad when it's over. Whereas football, you're going, man, I can't believe the season's over. They're not playing until July again. And so, or, you know, training camp. And I think that that whole part of the psyche is a big part of it.
Here's Bob Costas on the NFL playoff format versus baseball.
It's more legitimate because a team that has a weak record as a division winner, relatively weak, or that sneaks in as a wild card, has a shot at the Super Bowl, but it's a long shot. Even the Steelers, who managed to win as a wild card last year, they clearly had to travel a much more difficult road. You got to play the extra game. You always have to play the highest remaining seed. And you have to play all your games on the road in a system where home field advantage is 100% because each round is only one game. Now, you contrast that with baseball, where a team could be 162-0, and if they face a weak division winner or wild card winner in the playoffs, the only advantage they get is the extra home game, and the first round, the only round that's guaranteed to include the best teams and the weakest teams, is a best-of-five crapshoot. Anybody knows that while an upset is possible in any sport, an upset is much more likely in a small cluster of games in baseball than it is in any other sport. It's entirely possible for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays to win a given 3 out of 5 series from the 1927 Yankees.
That's Bob Costas. Well, on the other hand, it's one thing to say it's a crapshoot with 5 games. What about one game? We just got 30 seconds in this segment.
Well, you know, it is a crapshoot, but that's the way it is all year. It's one game. You know, you're playing one game. You're not playing series. You know, in baseball, everything changes in the postseason because it's different than you played all year, even though it's a series. But you don't use all your pitchers. It's, you know, if you have a shorter pitching staff and 3 good starters, you can get by. And so you can win a series where you're not going to win over a lot of time in the regular season if you don't have that deep a pitching staff.